Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hughes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Tom Hughes. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Blasingame goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. Cunningham moves to third. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Gino Cimoli now playing left field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Dark moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broglio fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark is walked intentionally. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio strikes out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall moves to third. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morin is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Marshall scores. Banks moves to third. Morin moves to second. It's 9-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dulaba fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Morin moves to third. Thompson moves to second. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Morin scores. Thompson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's 10-1, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Blasingame fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer moves to third. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Smith reaches second base with a double. Boyer scores. It's 10-2, Cubs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-for-1 in the game. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Oliver now catching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dulaba fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Dulaba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dulaba strikes out. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cunningham moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Altman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-for-2 in the game. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shannon pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas misplays the ball. That's an error on Gramas. Thompson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-4 in the game. Hobby strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Cunningham moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Cunningham scores. One out. It's 11-3, Cubs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Duke Carmel now playing right field. Lee Walls pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to second. It's 12-3, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Lee Walls now playing right field. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 3 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. George Crow pinch hits for Dean Stone. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.